from KQED. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Mina Kim. Coming up on Forum, are you one of the millions of people that downloaded the app that ages your face and now you're freaking out? Should you be? Democratic lawmakers want the FBI to investigate the Russian-based company behind the popular face app tool, and the DNC is also warning against using it. But are its privacy policies all that different from Facebook and other tech companies? We get answers. First, though, we'll get recommendations on the best free or almost free summer events in the Bay Area with Johnny Hayes of FunCheap.com and get your picks. Forum is next after this news. Welcome back to Forum. I'm Mina Kim. Gallery crawls, canine happy hours, ice cream giveaways. The Bay Area abounds with free and low-cost events this summer, and I think we could all use some. So we're talking with Johnny Hayes, publisher of FunCheap.com, about his picks for adults and kids alike. And we want to hear from you. What's your favorite cheap local summer activity? You can give us a call at 866-733-6786 with your recommendations, 866-733-6786, or post them at kqed.org/forum. Email them at forum@kqed.org or post them on Facebook and Twitter. Welcome, Johnny Hayes, a.k.a. Johnny Funcheap.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
Thanks for being here. So let's just start with the immediate, what is happening this weekend, because I noticed on your list was an SFO terminal party, essentially.
Yeah.
So why would we want to go to the airport this weekend if we didn't have to?
That's kind of funny, right. Why would you want to if you don't have to hassle with getting a flight? Well, this is kind of a really unique thing. So Terminal 1 has been under construction for 3 years, and it's reopening on Tuesday. It's going to serve JetBlue and Southwest. But before that opening, they're going to have a party and a celebration open to the public. And that's actually happening on Saturday, happening tomorrow. It's totally free. You just have to RSVP. If you, you know, Google it, you'll find the RSVP link. They have time tickets. And they're going to have DJs and performances. Beach Blanket Babylon is going to perform there. They're going to have a dedication. And you can win prizes like round-trip tickets. Who doesn't want that? So it should be really cool. And the new name of the terminal is actually the Harvey Milk Terminal. So it really ties in to the history and the feelings of the Bay Area.
Well, great. So that's SFO Terminal 1 sneak preview. That's on Saturday.
Yeah.
What else is happening on Saturday?
So one of my favorite events is called the Flower Piano. And so, you know, the San Francisco Botanical Gardens that's in Golden Gate Park. It's a beautiful place to go visit anyway. But for about 10 days a year, which is happening right now, they have an event called Flower Piano, where they take 12 pianos and they tuck them into little cute corners in the gardens, and they have impromptu concerts all throughout the garden. And so this weekend, for example, Saturday at noon, all 12 pianos are going to have concerts at the exact same time. So it's really cool. But even on like Monday, which will be the last day, you can just go and play the pianos, take pictures with them. It's a really wonderful event. They have a benefit, actually, that's happening tonight, I think, and tomorrow, Friday and Saturday night, called Night Garden. If you have money and you want to support the garden, that's a really beautiful way to do it at night as well. I've been every year and I love it.
And let's stay with San Francisco for one more. You mentioned the Urban Youth Arts and Graffiti Festival.
Yeah, that's at Presida Park, which is not too far from where we're talking right here in the Mission in San Francisco. And that's where they put up over 500 square feet of canvas, blank canvas, for the community to do art, graffiti art. They have a community wall. Typically, they'll have food. It's a great community event to get art, I guess, off of buildings and onto art in the park. It's really cool to just walk through and see what everybody's coming up with.
All right. So we've talked a little South Bay, San Francisco. Tell us about the East Bay. What's happening on the East Bay?
Yeah. So if you like boating, Lake Merritt is having their free, they do this twice a year. It's a free boat rental day at the Lake Merritt Boating Center. This is on Saturday. So you can get a free half hour of boat time, a paddle boat. You can do canoes, kayaks, rowboats. And if you have experience, you can do a sailboat. So let's hope for good weather on Saturday. And also, you know, let's say you don't want to do any exercise and you just want to load up on calories. Sunday happens to be a National Ice Cream Day, one of these fake holidays that I love anyway.
Yes.
And Fenton's, who doesn't love Fenton's? It's actually their 125th anniversary, so they're rolling back their prices on their sundaes, and they're going to be $1.25 sundaes for their junior black and tans. They're so good. That's going to be all day at Oakland and at their Nut Tree location on Sunday.
Wow. Well, we're talking with Johnny Hayes of FunCheap.com about free or almost free or very low-cost summer events in the Bay Area. And we want to hear your picks, too, so share those with us, 866-733-6786. Again, 866-733-6786. It is the last couple of months of summer, so we want to help you make the most of them. It even feels like it's less than that if you have kids who go to school. I mean, my daughter's about to go back to school in mid-August. So talk about some family-friendly events, Johnny.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you can do to relieve the stress of having to entertain your kids. One kind of cool thing that happens every summer is what's the Dollar Kids Summer Movie Festival. It is put on both by Cinemark movie theater chain and by Regal Theaters. And they each have sort of a weekly movie day. It's usually on Wednesdays or Thursdays in the morning or Tuesdays. And it's a dollar. And they show all kid-friendly movies. And they usually start at about 9 or 10 in the morning. So that's like, you know, Richmond, Union City, Napa, Redwood City. They all have Cinemarks. For Regal Cinemas, they do Dublin and Fairfield.
And this goes till when?
Oh, this is, let's see. So that's a great question.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. But it's usually through September.
Okay.
That they'll do it every week. And every theater has a different time. So if when they do this.
Other family-friendly activities that are free or very free, very low cost.
Yeah, so this is a really cool one. So the East Bay Parks is celebrating their 85th anniversary. This is the Regional Parks District. And so what they've put together is every Friday, this is actually going on in the summer and throughout the whole year, they have free swimming Fridays. Basically what they do is they are not charging any fees for any of their park activities every Friday. And it just so happens that there are a bunch of lakefront beaches, chlorinated lagoons and pools and shoreline beaches that they're waiving the fees on. So like in Contra Loma Park in Antioch or Coal Canyon in Castro Valley or Don Castro in Haywood, those are really beautiful lagoons that you can go, and it's totally free on Fridays.
Well, Liliana says, Opera in the Park. I never miss one of these events. Opera in the Park.
Yeah, so Opera in the Park, it's actually they're doing two different versions of this this year. So in Golden Gate Park, this is not until September. It's September 8th, but this is at Robin Williams Meadow. They set up a free, it's the opera orchestra and then stars from the season. It's really accessible to everybody. They kind of do the hits and the highlights of the season. If you can't make it to that or you're really into opera, then a couple weeks later, this is on September 21st at Oracle Park. This is a nighttime event, and they do a free simulcast of Romeo and Juliet live from the War Memorial Opera House on the huge screen that they just redid this year for the ballpark. You just have to RSVP to get early entry. But again, both these events, you want some culture, totally free.
Well, and that brings us to the topic of free fairs, festivals, things like that. Give us a couple of highlights in the Bay Area.
Yeah. So one of the cool ones is Facebook down in Menlo Park. They actually put, you know, they're trying to, you know, a lot of people have problems with the way that they handle data. Well, they're trying to have a good PR campaign, I guess. So they put on every summer a free monthly summer festival at their headquarters in Menlo Park. And it's got free admission, free parking. They have three left for the year. They've got like a kid zone and farmers markets and food trucks and a nonprofit showcase. The next one is August 17th, and it's a reggae festival, and it's all about island vibes. One of the other cool things that's happening is at Hunter's Point, there's a free summer circus festival that's taking place on July 28th. That's in a couple of weeks. Not only are they going to have free carnival attractions and free circus shows, but they have a 100-foot-tall fun slide that's free rides for everybody. Probably just for kids. I said everybody, but probably just for kids. So those are two of the really cool things that are happening. And then are you a kite flyer? Are your kids kite flyers?
Yes, actually, we are.
So there's two festivals. They have one that's taking place next weekend in Berkeley. This is the big one. It's called the Berkeley Kite Festival at Berkeley Marina. And they have kites as big as houses. And they also have a free candy drop for kids And then a couple weeks later, on August 10th in the Presidio, they have a smaller one that's still fun, the Presidio Kite Expo, where they'll have giant kites, mega team flying, and free build-your-own kite kits. And they'll have kite experts that will help you figure out how to actually build and fly the kites.
And again, we're talking with Johnny Hayes, also known as Johnny Funcheap, founder of the website funcheapsf.com, with lots of events and activities for the summer that are free or almost free in the Bay Area. And he's also co-founder of RushTix. What is RushTix?
RushTix is a really cool project. It's a side project from Funcheap, where it's a subscription service, and then we curate experiences for you for one low monthly fee. Then you can get tickets to go to theater, concerts, food events, and they're all handpicked by us. So it's a really fun experience.
So you're expanding.
Yes.
Well, let me ask our listeners to call in or write in with their picks for best low-cost Bay Area summer events or things that they want to highlight. The number 866-733-6786. We're only doing this for a half hour, so now's the time to get in your recommendations. You can post your comments on our website, on Facebook, or on Twitter. Monica says, we have a free event with nature all over the Bay, in our parks, at our beaches, or just looking up at the sky from time to time. Certainly that is true of the Bay Area, and that a lot of these events that you're highlighting are taking advantage of the natural wonders mm-hmm. of the region.
Yeah, there's a lot. One of my favorite ones that takes advantage of what's already existing here, this is coming up on Labor Day weekend. It's the Kings Mountain Art Fair. Have you ever been to this?
Mm-mm.
It is so cool. It's my favorite art fair, I think, of the whole year. It's on Skyline Boulevard in Woodside on the peninsula, and it's an art show that's tucked amongst the redwoods in this just sort of stunning location right along the freeway. So that's a great, and it's totally free. I try to go every year. It's really amazing. And one of the other cool ways that a new festival that's taking place this year to take advantage of a space that previously wasn't used is there's a new park called Judge John Sutter Regional Shoreline. It's this little, you've been driving across the Bay Bridge, and just on the left, once you pass the toll plaza, there's this little park that's been sort of unused for a long time. It's going to be opening hopefully later in September, and they have a big festival where they're going to have music and art. And one of the coolest things about this new park is that they have a new viewing platform that Caltrans is building out of three of the existing marine foundations from the old Bay Bridge. So they're actually taking advantage rather than scrapping it or throwing it away and turning it into this sort of man-made peninsula. You can go out and get a great view of the Port of Oakland, of San Francisco, or the Bay Bridge. That takes place September 28th. Got a little bit of time to plan, but it's the Fallen Arts Music Festival, and I think that's going to be a great new addition to the Bay Area.
Well, let's hear from Michelle in Napa. What would you like to share, Michelle?
Yes, hi. I was calling because I'm a part of Rebuild Wine Country, and we have a summer symphony taking place August 3rd at the Sonoma Country Day School Jackson Theater. And we're raising funds for Habitat for Humanity to continue the rebuilding process for those who lost their homes in the 2017 wildfires.
Well, Michelle, thanks for sharing that and giving us a North Bay recommendation there. You know, Johnny, I mentioned canines in my lead. Mm-hmm. And you do have a couple of canine or canine inspired, canine included events. And I got to say, you know, we had Bring Your Dog to Work Day here mm-hmm. at KQED because we're renovating our building and we're all moving out. Some of us are still here for another few days. So we're experiencing this wonderful apocalyptic scene that you got to witness as you walked in today. but it made me realize just how many people either own dogs or love mm-hmm. dogs.
Yeah, just for the record here, I have two miniature schnauzers, so I'm biased for dogs. The kind of coolest, weirdest, and most funnest, I think, dog event that's coming up this summer is the Dog Surfing Championships. So in Pacifica, which allegedly I have not done the research to figure this out, but they say this is where dog surfing started. This is coming up on August 3rd. It's free to watch. It's $10 if you want to enter your pups. And they do all wear little life jackets for their pups. And there's also a ball and water fetch contest and a frisbee catch contest on the beach as well. So
nice.
If you want to really challenge your dog and to do something fun in the water, August 3rd in Pacifica is the place you need to be.
Well, Altman's suggests the San Francisco Art Book Fair And Kathy or Katha tweets, Laugh Moon Bay. Half Moon Bay has free comedy weekly. See Mavericks, walk beaches, eat tapas, and get a free comedy show at sunset. And let's go to Arlinda in Oakland. Hi, Arlinda.
Hi. I'd like to put a thumbs up for the San Francisco Noontime concerts. I have been to them at both at the Old Mint, where I saw a saxophone quartet. They recently had the Telegraph Quartet, a wonderful classical group, at St. Mary's Cathedral. These are free to the public. Sometimes they have a free wine tasting afterwards. Anyway, I've really enjoyed them.
Well, thanks, Arlinda.
Yeah, I think she's talking about what's called People in Plazas Music Festival, which is a wonderful free music festival. It's usually Monday through Fridays. It's at parks and public spaces in San Francisco all throughout the summer. Usually at noon, they have anywhere up to 5 free concerts a day, a great way to spend your lunch break.
And let's hear from Ronnie in Berkeley. Hi, Ronnie.
This is Lonnie in Berkeley, but I'm calling about...
Thanks, Lonnie.
That's okay. In next Saturday and Sunday, and specifically Sunday in Oakland, Cantari Con Vivo, a big concert performance, is for African-American spirituals and gospels. It's very inexpensive, $20 a person. If you know somebody singing, you can get a deal on the tickets, to be honest with you. We just want people to come and hear these beautiful pieces sung by 132 singers all around the Bay Area.
Well, thanks.
That's next Saturday and Sunday.
Next Saturday, Sunday, Cantari Con Vivo. Thanks, Lonnie, for sharing that with us. Let me see if I can get Wanda from Oakland to tell us what she's interested in letting us know about. Hi, Wanda.
Yes. The San Francisco Gem and Mineral Society, a nonprofit, is having its annual show in the Hall of Flowers, also known as the County Fair Building, in Golden Gate Park at 9th at Lincoln. And it's $10 for admission. You can get pre-sale tickets if you're lucky, and they're cheaper. But children are free under a certain age, and this is for the rockhound in all of us. And the nonprofit teaches lapidary arts, and how to make jewelry, and this is their exposition once a year to show off.
Well, thanks, Wanda. She's encouraging us to find our inner rock hound. So, Johnny, we are moving to, KQED is moving to the Financial District, and I noticed that you have some suggestions here for Salesforce Park and also free museum programs that are downtown.
Yeah, so Salesforce Park recently reopened after having closed and opened. That's the park that's at the top of the new Transbay Terminal, and they actually have free events almost every day of the week, ranging from rooftop concerts every Wednesday, which is actually put on by People in Plazas, the same people that put on that concert festival we were talking about earlier. Thursdays, evenings, you got all vinyl DJs. Second Fridays, they have a free salsa dance party. Yoga, if you want to do free yoga, they do that Mondays, Thursdays, and Sundays on the rooftop garden. And then also, one of the coolest parts of what they have on the Salesforce Park area is that they have a San Francisco Authors Reading Room. It's a special little mini library with carts of books filled with literary classics just from San Francisco writers. So if you're looking for a great lunch break and you want to tuck into like Armistead Maupin or Robert Frost, go to the little library that's on Salesforce Park. And then you were asking about free museums. Mm-hmm. There's a really cool program that just started this year for San Francisco. It's free summer admission to about 15 museums and cultural institutions, and it's all just for San Francisco residents who receive public benefits, sort of in an effort to make accessibility to culture more equitable in San Francisco. So if you have a benefits card like EBT or a Medi-Cal ID, and you can have proof of San Francisco residency, you can get free general admission for up to 4 people for places like the Asian Art Museum, the De Young, the SF MoMA, the Walt Disney Family Museum, and then other cultural institutions like the Cal Academy of Sciences. If you meet the requirements of receiving public benefits, you get admission for just $3. And that's every day. There's no cap on the amount of times you can go through September 2nd.
Well, this listener wants to know if you can talk about the remodeled Taco Bell in Pacifica. Even before it was remodeled, it's a favorite cheap date for my husband and I.
Yeah, this just reopened, I want to say last weekend or 2 weekends ago. It's dubbed the world's most beautiful Taco Bell. And it's really cool. You can sit on the shoreline, watch the surfers, and it's a boozy Taco Bell. You can actually get like margaritas and beer there. So I haven't been, but I saw the pictures. It looks really awesome. They did it last week during a surfing festival and reopened it.
Well, let's go to Pat in Oakland. Hi, Pat.
Hey there. I just wanted to let you all know about a really awesome free music program in downtown Oakland that just launched this year called Amp Oakland. And so every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, they have free small performances at Latham Square and Franklin Square just from noon to 1 o'clock.
Well, Pat, thanks for sharing that. This listener says, don't forget about the Fog Bridge at the Exploratorium. You can access it without paying to go into the museum. It truly is awesome. And let's go next to Dennis in San Jose. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. I would recommend people go to website parkhere.org, and they will get a list of all of the free events in all of the county parks in Santa Clara County. And also would encourage, if you have kiddos that are 4th, 5th, and 6th grade, bring them out to Almaden Quicksilver Mine Museum, which is out on New Almaden Road. And they mine mercury out there, but it was used to process gold and silver, which made the gold rush possible. And there are a lot of things to see out there.
Well, Dennis, thanks.
And another interesting thing that's happening in the Santa Clara County parks is an event called In the Park After Dark. So normally you have to leave because at nighttime, what are you going to do there? But all throughout the summer, they have a free movie festival at many of the different parks in Santa Clara County. You just have to pay the normal parking fee, but the event and the activities are all free. And it's one of tons of outdoor movies that are taking place all throughout the Bay Area.
Well, Michael wants to remind us, he tweets, the Oakland Museum of California is free the first Sunday of the month, featuring an architectural tour of the building at 1 p.m. So we have 90 seconds left. Johnny Hayes, tell us your final picks that we haven't talked about yet that you'd like our audience to know about.
A couple of my favorites that are coming up is there's a new Filipino night market in San Francisco called Undiscovered that takes place this Saturday. It's a really fun event. Night markets are a really great new addition, sort of inspired by the Asian night markets. Diablo Valley Bowl, if you like bowling, they have some awesome cheap days, dollar bowling on Monday, $2 bowling on Tuesdays. And then coming up at Spin, if you like playing ping pong, this just got announced yesterday. Every Friday in August from noon until 5, it's free ping pong and happy hour specials all day on Friday with a kickoff party on August 2nd where you can play the pros. And if you beat them, then you'll win prizes.
Nice. And then let's not forget Queer Bowling Nights in San Francisco.
Oh, that's awesome. So this is at Mission Bowling Club. It's every fourth Friday, and it's free bowling from 6 to 9. And then plus they have queer DJs that are playing that night and $4 cocktails and pints. It's a great event.
Yeah, such a cool place. Well, Johnny Hayes, a.k.a. Johnny Funcheap, thanks so much for sharing your recommendations with us for the best free or low-cost summer events in the Bay Area. We really appreciate it. And hope that folks take advantage of some of what they heard. And also, you can find his list at funcheap.com. I'm Mina Kim. Another half hour Forum is next. Stay with us.